So a few follow-up questions. One issue about the younger premenopausal women. My understanding is that because the trial was done, a few years back, the vast majority of these women did not have ovarian suppression or ablation. So then the issue comes up of, was this effect primarily just the chemo-induced ovarian suppression, or was it the chemotherapy? Any thoughts about that? And from that point of view, if you believe it is the ovarian suppression, do you feel a little bit less strongly about using the chemo as long as you're using ovarian suppression?
So unfortunately, when TAILORx was ongoing and women were being accrued to the trial, premenopausal women at that time, we did not have the knowledge of the soft index trial. So majority of women that were premenopausal within TAILORx did not receive ovarian suppression. So we don't know in this day and age if the benefit that these premenopausal women are getting from chemotherapy with a score below 25 but above 16 is coming from the fact that chemotherapy causes amenorrhea in these premenopausal women. And that's where the benefit is coming from, where the tumor is still exquisitively sensitive to endocrine therapy and the benefits of chemo are really just by causing the amenorrhea. Or if there is any different biology within a tumor, even ER-positive in a younger woman where chemotherapy is being important just because these tumors may behave more like luminal B tumors and have less dependency on endocrine therapy. So unfortunately, this is a question that the trial did not set out to answer. And I think in not knowing that, I'd be very cautious about extrapolating that the only benefit that these women received from chemotherapy was because of the amenorrhea. So I think in those borderline cases where the score is between 16 and 21 in a premenopausal woman, the discussion of potentially upgrading the endocrine therapy and foregoing chemotherapy is reasonable. But I'll be a little skeptical about doing that in women that have a score above 21.